Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the sugya and baba kama. How do you know that yeyush isn't koine? Now we're continuing. We saw the machlokas and taisvis between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. If the psul of mitzvah haboa ba'aveira is shayich in an instance where the person was already koine the behema, if he already acquired the behema before the hekdesha, before the performance of the mitzvah, Rabbeinu Tam holds that even in such an instance, there's still a mitzvah above avera problem. Therefore, he's machalik. He says that yeush isn't koine when we're dealing with a carbon, because a mitzvah above avera, otherwise it is. So, afila boyfinze, says Rabbeinu Tam, it's pasal, it's mitzvah above avera, and the re argues. Tosis brings the re, who offers a proof to bolster his opinion. And he says as follows. V'afogav degabei korban nami haviyesh v'shini ha-shem k'dar meleil d'mei karuchul v'hash t'koy hekdesh mikol moko im kevin d'ein konuloi ala machmas shehekdesh v'lo haya konuloi kodem pas l'rachman ala akrabi mishu mitzvah v'avera u'miyam haya konuloi kodem hekdesh lo v'chashi mitzvah v'avera k'demucho perak lul v'agazol d'am le rav l'hanu avankri k'izan nisu asim n'anochem l'gzo zinhu. According to Ula, b'chol makoyim, and that he said later on, when you know that, when it's known that the Bailam are misyayish, then the machshava of the ganav of the gazlan for the gemar malacha is effective. It's machshu the or lekabel tuma. In other words, yeyush is kone, is because in addition to the yeyush, there's also shinui hashem. In other words, originally it was stam or, and now the machshavto it becomes a shulchan, it becomes a mita. And therefore, the gazlan or the ganav is koinit. However, even lagabe karbon, there's yeyush v'shini hashem. Like the Gemara says, lekamon, lagabe ganav v'gazlan, shehekdesh on hekdesh, shebetchila yala behem hashem chulin, v'achshav yeshel hashem hekdesh. So, here also there should be a kinyan, because there's yeyush and shini hashem. As amrim tosfot, שמקום מוקוים, כיוון שלולי שהיה גזלן מקדיש את הבהימה, if the gazlan would have been מקדיש את הבהימה, it wouldn't have been acquired to him, and he wouldn't have been able to be miskaper, so the Torah passed him to be, from being miskaper, and this such a carbon, even after the hekdesh, because from the fact that now he was makdish it, is a mitzvah haba ba'aveiro. That's what he says. Mikol makom kevin dein konul ala machmas shehikdish v'lo hayu konul kodem pas l'rachman ala akrava mishum mitzvah haba be'aveira. So the Torah passed it al mitzvah haba be'aveira, because the only way that it became acquired to him was through this hekdesh. The Torah said you can't be miskapa with such a carbon. However, if the gazlan was kona the behema b'kinyan egzela before the hekdesh, then he could be makrivit, and it wouldn't be considered that it is a mitzvah above avera. So no mitzvah above avera. The only time where it's going to be a mitzvah above avera is that the only way it became acquired to him was through the hekdesh. But if he acquires it before, even if he did an avera, even if he stole it, but if he acquires it before, then it is not going to be a, he's going to be miskaper. It's not going to be a mitzvah above avera. And he brings a raya from the fact that Rav Huna said to the Jewish merchants, when they're buying hadassim from the goyim, that they should be makbid, that the goyim should be goyzeis the hadassim. Kevan sheyesh chashash shehin ba'im mekarkaot gzulot. They're coming from stolen lands, quite possibly, And therefore, when they're kaitzeitz, and then afterwards the guy buys it, they are acquired b'yeush v'shinui rishus. In other words, let the goy cut it down. And then there's yeush, and then now it's going to be transferred to the property of the Jew. That's what it says. Stam ovde kochavlim gazlane arsaninu. Stam goyim are gazlanim, but karka she'en and exels karka can't be stolen. Therefore, l'gzuinu, let the goyim be goyzezit. Keched labi yeush bailim bidayu ditu. So it's going to be yeush in their hands. And then shini rishus bidaychu. And then in your hands it's going to be a shini rishus. So then the Gemara asks, let these Jewish merchants cut it down themselves, and they could be called a hadas b'shinui Hashem, because originally it was called a hadas, and now it's called a hoshana. When you're oge the hadasim alulav arava. So the Maisa Eged is a Shinui Bahadas. That's the Shinui Maisa. But the Shinui Hashem is, that's the Mar's first Kasha, which we'll get to in a moment. But the Shinui Hashem is that Meikara Koidama Eged, it's called an Asa. And now, after the Eged, it's called the Hadas. So let it be Nikne. First is Yeyush, and then there's Shinui Hashem. As mashma shim achene adas nikne b'shine Hashem, you could be yotzei yedei chova. The Gemara says no, because the Gemara's teretz is that it's called the hoshana from the get go. So there's no shine Hashem, but it's mashma if there were a shine Hashem, you'd be able to be yotzei. Aye. What about mitzvah baba avera? The answer is that since he was konit before the mitzvah, it's not called a mitzvah b'avera. Shekvar konas hadasim lifnei mitzvah. There's no mitzvah b'avera. Problems. It's a kashim Rabbeinu Tam says that even if you're konit before the mitzvah, it's still called a mitzvah b'avera. Rabbeinu Tam holds even if you're konit beforehand, it's still called a mitzvah b'avera. And the Ri is proving that it's not true. Because you see that he's koneh before. If he'd be koneh that dasim before, then it wouldn't be called a mitzvah baba avera. So again, there's a kashim Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that it's pasal to mitzvah baba avera if you're koneh in advance of the mitzvah. And here you see no. The Gemara is saying if you're koneh in advance of the mitzvah, it's no mitzvah baba avera. If you could be koneh b'shem b'yeush v'shinui shinui Hashem, so there's no mitzvah baba avera. The Gemara just says there is no shinui Hashem. But if you could be koneh with the Yeush and Shinui Hashem, then it would be a mitzvah baba avera. Then you see from the Gemara that there's no problem with mitzvah baba avera. So that's the kasha, that's the raya that the Ri brings against Rabbeinu Tam that you see from the case of Avakari from the Gemara in Sukkah on Lamed Amud Beis, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, that Rabbeinu Tam holds that even if there's a problem with mitzvah baba avera, if you're koneh before you do the mitzvah. And the Ri says it's not true, because look at the Gemara. The Gemara says that if it could be koneh b'yeush v'shinui Hashem, then there'd be no problem with mitzvah baba avera. So we want to be miyashiv the kasha of the Ri. And again, we've been learning through in this series. We're going through the Shi'ulim of Moreno Rabbeinu Hagon Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky Zatzal, Rosh Yeshiva Ne'er Yisrael. So he explains as follows, that we have a kasha on the proof of the Ri. Because if you look at the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara asks first, like we said before, l'gneid v'shinui maise. So you should be kona b'shinui ma'isa. And the Gemara says, no, lula vein tzarech eged. Aved gui b'shinui Hashem. He's arisen, it's called an asa, now it's called a hishana. So the Ri proves his shita from the Gemara's second kasha. Why doesn't he prove it from the first kasha? The Gemara's first kasha was, Why does anybody call it b'shinu ma'ase? And the Gemara says lulav ain tzarach eged, and even if you say lulav tzarach eged, it's shina chozer l'briyaso, shina chozer l'briyaso, not called a shinui. So why didn't he prove it from there? That you could be called b'shinu ma'ase, and it would be a problem with Baba Ver. Why did he come to come onto the k'nei b'shinu Hashem? So it appears as follows that the Gemara earlier on Samachem with Beis proves that Beis Shammai holds that Shinui isn't Kone from the fact that they say Legabe Esnan Zaina, the payment to a Zaina that she's not allowed to bring as a carbon, that if he gives her Chitim and she turns it into Solas, he gives his payment to this Zaina, he gives her Chitim, and she turns it into Solas, She'adayin Asur La Mizbeach, that it is still forbidden to the Mizbeach. So you see from there that Shinui isn't Kone. Because if Shinui was Kone, then you'd be able to, after the Zaina received this Chitim, and she turned it into Solas, so then you'd be allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach from the fact that she's not allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach. It must be that Shinui is not Kona. So Tosis already there asks, Manyan Esnan Eitzel Shinui. We want to know if Shinui is Kona by Gzela. What does Esnan Zona have anything to do with that? Makeshe. So the Gemara answers that the Kasavadi Shinui Konim Ken Roya Ha'ula Hatir Shinui Be Esnan Zloshin Tosis. Be Esnan the Choshiv Ka'acher. So you see from Tosis that the reason Shinui Ma'ase is Kone is because it's considered something else. And according to this, we can say that even if we say that it's Shaykh Mitzvah Habava Aveira, when the person already acquired the stolen Hadassim before the Mitzvah, like Rabbeinu Tam holds, nevertheless, if he was Kone of the Hadassim, B'Shinui Ma'ase, the Shpsul isn't going to be Shaykh, because this is something else. It's like the Hadassim aren't the Hadassim Zulim. We learned these certain Tosis that Shinui Ma'ase makes it an Ander Zach and Gansan. It's something completely different. And according to this, we can say that for this reason, the Re didn't prove from the Kashi Gemara the Knuya B'Shinui Ma'ase, just from the Kashi Gemara the Knuya B'Shinui Hashem, because the Re holds that Gabi Shinui Hashem, it's not Shaykh to say that it's considered Kedavar Acher. Because loy nishtana haguf klal, it wasn't changed at all. So the kinyan must be because it's not ke'en shegazal and there's no longer a mitzvah, as we discussed in an earlier shir. Once there's no longer a mitzvah, hevi shefes hegzela shegazal, so then the gzela is knuya al yidei kinyan gzela. And if so, the Re proves very well that the psul of mitzvah habava aveira is not shayich in a case where he already was kine the davar Hagazul Nachamo. The reason the Re didn't prove from the Gnei B'Shinui Ma'ase is because Shinui Hashem isn't a davar acher because it wasn't changed. It's the same chefes, but just it's not considered since it has a different name. It's not kein shekazul. It's no mitzvah heishiv zeila. It merely is kana dekinyan zeila. So therefore, he proved very well that the mitzvah baba veira isn't Shaykh, even if he is Kone. But it would not be a Braya from the fact that when he did a Shinui Ma'ase, because Shinui Ma'ase isn't Bechlal, wouldn't be Bechlal considered a Mitzvah Baba Veira. It's considered a completely different object. So that wouldn't be considered a Mitzvah Baba Veira. Here it's a Mitzvah Baba Veira. When there's a Shinui Hashem, it's the same object, and yet you'd be able to use it. The Re wants to say, look, in Sukkah, you're going to be able to use this, according to the Gemara, this stolen Hadas just by Shinui Hashem. So you see that makes for, there's no longer a Veheshev as Exela, and Memeli is Konebuk and Yan Exela. So you see from there that Psul of Mitzvah Baba Veira doesn't apply where he was already Kaina as Hadavar Hagazel. And so according to this, we could be the Yashiv, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Because we could say that Rabbeinu Tam holds that even Shinui Hashem is considered something else, because it says earlier on, 66b, Shinui Hashem k'Shinui Ma'ase Dam. So you could say the beer is that since it has a new name, so it's not the same thing that it was before, like we said, Bagabi Shinui Ma'ase. And so too, Meikara Asa, now it's called Hashan, it's a different name. Male, it's an Andrew Zachengan. So don't prove to me from there that you could be, that by mitzvah above Avera, you can be Kaima Mitzvah. Even though you already kind of before, if you did an Avera beforehand, before the Kenyan, Rabbeinu Tam says they still can't do the mitzvah with it afterwards. But Rabbeinu Tam would agree that there's an exception. The exception is when it's a different object. When is it a different object according to Rabbeinu Tam? Well, when there's a Shinei Maisa or when there's a Shinei Hashem. There Rabbeinu Tam agrees. In principle, Rabbeinu Tam says you can't do a mitzvah with an object that with which you did an Avera. However, if it's a different object, then you may. And what is considered a different object? What's considered a different object is Shinei Hashem or Shinui Maisa. Okay? So that is the how we can be Miyashev Shitas Rabbeinu Tam against the Kasha of the Re. Okay, so that's going to be our first Mahalach. And in the next year, Mirtz Hashem, we are going to see another Mahalach. So please stay tuned. And Mirtz Hashem, you will see continuing Niflos Mitarat Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.